Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where
yes.
The truth of God is black and white.
That's right.
And so, well, you know, it sure is fascinating to see all the different ways that the Lord is showing up with verses throughout our broadcast.
Yeah,
to show his support for Israel. And so, you know, they've come from all over the place.
Yeah.
And so it's just nice to know that, you know, even through what appears to be random turnings for us, that the Lord is the same always.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Yep, that's right. And so, yeah, I think that's fascinating. And especially with the last word of the day on Friday having to do with the fact that Jesus says that we're all one.
Yes.
Both his church, both basically the Jews and Gentiles are all one under him in heaven.
Right.
And so,
that's right.
So, you know, that is a fantastic scripture to reflect upon. And so in case you're wondering which side of the fence you need to be on with this whole Palestinian-Israeli scenario.
Get on God's side.
Yep, that's right.
You know, I just, on the Sabbath, I did this study. We each kind of broke off and did our own, you know, studying and stuff. And I went through this teaching by Bill Salus, who breaks down all of the different wars, you know, the Ezekiel 38 and Psalm 83, and I don't have the notes right in front of me, but fascinating. And look, God is on the side of Israel all the way through.
That's right.
Right.
Yep.
And if you're not fully completely backing Israel, you're not fully completely on God's side.
Right.
And he says about Jerusalem, whoever touches Jerusalem touches the apple of my eye.
That's right.
And these are my people. And he is going to, you talk about disproportionate deaths, you know.
Yes.
When God steps in, he's going to annihilate supernaturally in a couple of these wars. He's going to lay waste to hundreds of thousands. I mean,
if not millions.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing also is that there's some supernatural events happening in Israel with the IDF soldiers.
Yes.
Where several different times now they've seen angels warning them
right.
to stay out of particular houses or to get out of particular houses right before they explode.
Yes.
And saving many of them.
Yeah, there's a YouTube channel with a, I don't know if it's a rabbi or, but he's a Jew, they're sending their accounts into him, and he's sharing their stories.
Right.
Of like for example, one, their commander and a team went into the tunnel, and so they've got a security team set up in this house where the entrance is to this tunnel is, and there's a rabbi standing
right.
there, right? Right? And they're like, "What are you doing here? You need to leave." And he goes, "No, you need to leave. You need to get out of here right now."
Yep.
And they're like, "No, we're not going to leave. Our commander's down in the tunnel, you know." And the guy insisted that they leave immediately, and so the soldier went to move the guy away, and his hand went right through him.
Yep.
And then the commander came up, and he's confused. He's like, "What is a rabbi doing here in
right.
Gaza in
yep.
this house?" And he says, "You need to leave." Because the commander and their, you know. Sapper team just exited the tunnel, and so the commander of this assault team went to walk past the guy and walk through him, and so this whole security team, this whole military force, all witnessed this, and they're like, "What yeah. are we seeing here?" Anyway, As soon as they left, they got, I don't know, half a block away, or that building exploded.
That's right.
And there's multiple accounts like this that are coming out of this war.
That's right.
Fascinating.
So, yep, absolutely amazing. So, well, and speaking of all that, we've got quite a bit to get to after the break, of course.
Yes.
And we've got a clip here from Netanyahu, and also an update from Marjorie Taylor Greene that you're just going to absolutely love.
Yes.
And so, let's get to the word of the day.
All right. Looking forward to it. What do we got today for the word of the day?
Okay. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, that reads under the title, Plea for Purity. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. And that's it.
There you go.
Oof.
That's a good one.
That is a great one.
Yep, that's a good reminder because of how powerful the forces are today
in that area. Yeah, where they're everywhere you look, and everyone is basically exposed to them.
Yes.
And you more or less have to live in a bubble in order to not be subjected to all of it.
Well, and it's first of all very easily accessible, and secondly, it's thrown in your face.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have to go looking for it. It comes looking for you.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I remember a Pew Research poll that had some type of Christian research, and they have a pornography addiction hotline.
Right.
Where people can call in for counseling and for help. And they said that, if I recall correctly, I was astounded. It was like 70% of the people who call in are in some form of ministry.
Oh, yikes.
Right. The head music minister, or the head pastor, or an associate pastor, or they're on a deacon on the board, or, you know, whatever. Somehow, some way, they are involved in ministry.
Well, you know,
and that's astounding.
That actually wouldn't surprise me, because if you think about it, who does the devil go after the most? It's the people whose heads are sticking up above the rest of the crowd, right?
Right.
Who are the most dedicated to the Lord that Satan has the biggest problem with. And
the fastest way to take out a body is to go for the headshot. Take out the head.
It's basically if you are looking across the landscape for the people that are the biggest threat to you by being closest to God, those are the ones you're going to go for and target the hardest. And so that actually kind of makes sense to me that the devil would target them the hardest. And, you know, and to be constantly, you know, just harassing them. And so, you know, especially when, like Jonathan Cahn described in his new book, The Return of the Gods, small g, with Baal and Ashtoreth and Molech.
Yes.
You know, these three very
principalities.
Very powerful principalities, these demonic principalities, they're back. And so if the order is sent out from Satan to look for God's best.
Yes.
You know, look for the heads that are sticking up above the rest of the crowd, and aim and target those guys the most.
Right. Well, another thing too that this poll could be revealing is that only 30% of the congregations are honest enough to call for help.
Well, you know, this is something that is prevalent not just in this generation.
Right.
It has been prevalent throughout the entire history of man.
Well, Paul's writings address this in the church then.
Yep.
I mean, and you know, with the pagan gods that they, I mean, sexual acts and temple prostitution and everything else was integrated into their religions.
Yikes.
And in their cultures. And, you know, we have pornography. It's so accessible to us these days. Well, these days it is, but back then it was on the streets.
Right.
I mean, it was plain view, you know, and so it was, yeah. And he addressed it then. This is not a new thing.
Right. And so, you know, this is talking about self-control.
Right.
And, you know, so again, God is always willing to forgive you if you will confess it and admit it to him and say, you know, I have this problem and, you know, I need your help. And he is more than happy to help you. And, you know, this is the plea for purity, where you're called to holiness. And so if you trip up, or if you have a demonic stronghold in this area, pray to God that he break the stronghold over you and that he help you to be able to turn away from it. And again, there's another, I had mentioned this before, but brain scientists, brain surgeons, people that study the patterns of the brain, they have shared that any habit that you want to break, if you stay away from it for 21 days, you'll actually be able to be successful over it and not go back to that habit.
Or intentionally forming a habit,
right.
You know, a good thing,
right.
A good habit, or breaking a bad habit. Yeah.
Right. So 21 days. And so if you're experiencing a stronghold in this area or in any area and you wish to break it, pray to God first for help and for him to break the stronghold that's over you and just commit to 21 days and your brain at least will not be anywhere near willing to go back to it. And
right.
So your chances of success at that point are very, very high.
That's right. That's right. Well, good deal. This is great scripture, and I know that it's hitting home for a lot of folks. So one more time.
Well, there is also one other thing that I wanted to add to this is that sexual immorality covers a huge range of topics, from adultery to fornication to homosexuality to anything that is other than a traditional sexual relationship between a husband and wife.
Right.
Anything outside of that is sexual immorality. And so, like when we're talking about pornography, that is something that is considered adultery because of the thoughts of lust that you're having. Actually, Jesus says it's the same thing as having done it.
Right.
And so if this is happening in your thoughts, it's the same thing as adultery. But another thing that is offensive to God about this particular thing is that pornography seeks to use people.
Mm-hmm.
Where instead of the context of any kind of healthy sexual relationship between a husband and a wife, pornography promotes using somebody and basically use them, dump them, treat
right.
them like they're not worthy of any kind of loving, honest relationship.
Right.
And so pornography is harmful in the fact that it allows you to think that is okay to treat people like that.
Right.
That they're good for just one thing and they're not truly God's children. They're not of honor. And it's someone said it's like if you could imagine seeing your own child end up in pornography, how offensive that would be to you as a parent, that somebody would be looking at your own child like that.
Right.
Even if they're an adult at that point, that it devalues them to the point of nothingness.
Yes.
And that's, I mean, like, you know, I know if that was my son and my son was involved in pornography, which he's not. But if he were, I would be really, really offended that anybody would be looking to cheapen the value of my son like that.
Right.
That as if that's all he's worth or that's all he's good for. That's extremely insulting to a person's value.
Sure.
And
sure
so, so there's several things that is wrong with that, that it may be, it may seem to a lot of people to be, a harmless problem, right? Nobody's really being harmed, but in fact it is, because it's allowing the person to think of people in a cheapened manner, that they begin to look at everybody like that, that it, you know, you're not actually valuing anybody for who they really are.
Not, or much less how God values them and sees them.
That's right. And so it is offensive to the Lord, and it is considered adultery in your heart. And so just remember that he is always willing to forgive if you're willing to repent.
And
he will help you.
Awesome. Yep. All right, good. Additional words there, and a great scripture for all of us. So, again, put that out. That's 1 Corinthians?
That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8.
4, 1 through 8. All right, good deal. We'll go ahead and close out segment 1, and we'll be back with segment 2 right after these messages. Thank you guys for your support. Help to keep us on the air in any amount. It is very appreciated, I should say. And you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find the different ways that you can support us. Even if it's just $5 or $10, $20 a month, we are very grateful. So stick around. Segment 2 right after this. Patriots. First he made me with his own hand.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Segment 2, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Well, Lady Liberty, several things.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white. You know, I've got this clip here showing San Francisco somehow managed to remove the homelessness and clean up all their streets, guess what? Ahead of a visit by Chinese communist dictator, President 11.
Yes.
Grandma Seacow. Winnie the Pooh is coming to San Francisco.
Yep, to meet with Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
Well, they had to clean up the streets so he wouldn't have anything to trip over, because you look at the before and after pictures, wall to wall tents and makeshift tarp. I mean, it's needles, excrement, it really should just be condemned, the whole downtown, or cleaned up. So it just goes to show, crime, screeching halt, stopped.
Right.
Homeless camps, all of the drugs on the streets, all
but
of it.
But it's for Winnie the Pooh.
It's for all these leaders that are at this.
What on earth are we doing allowing that guy to even step foot on American soil?
I agree.
That guy is getting ready to take this nation over.
Right.
He's getting ready to drop the flag for all of his invaders that he has been sending across our southern border by the droves.
Right.
And we're allowing him to come visit. And not only that, but cleaning the place up for him.
To impress him. Right.
You must be absolutely out of your mind.
Yeah. So,
and, you know, you did bring up a good point, though. You said that we can't have things for Biden to trip over, right? Well, interesting that you would say that, because Jen Psaki stated here this over the weekend. She said, if elected to a second term, Donald Trump would prosecute anyone he deems an enemy, unleash troops on protesters, and essentially unravel the rule of law as we know it. But Joe Biden is 3 years older and occasionally trips over things.
Occasionally? Oh,
is that really all she thinks is wrong with that man?
Right.
Has she not been listening to Congress for the past solid year as they're investigating the fact that he is the biggest scandal of a president that has ever existed in American history?
Absolutely. Now, we were cautiously optimistic, but quite optimistic to see our new Speaker of the House. But he just announced that there's not enough proof to pursue impeachment against Biden. So we're wondering, what's up with this?
I hadn't even heard that part yet, because I've got this statement here from Marjorie Taylor Greene that says that she said, I'm working to force a roll call vote on the immediate impeachment of Mayorkas. Leadership is signaling they will attempt to table or send it to committee, which means killing the impeachment. And she said, this is unacceptable.
Yep.
Our border has been ripped wide open. Hordes of illegals pour in, over 10 million since Biden took office. The cartels and Chinese kill our people with fentanyl. Terrorists are invading our country. Our people are tired of Democrats not being held accountable while our people are locked up and dragged through a Soviet-style justice system, and they will not be happy come 2024. We are the party of America first. We have to show America we care more about our own people than we do about Ukraine. She said, grow some cojones and impeach. Well, you know, that's, yes.
Like, absolutely.
Like last year.
Yeah. What's taking so long? Exactly. And all of these outlets are covering this, and a lot of people are scratching their heads. It seems kind of like some mixed messages, and an announcement will come very soon. But, you know, right here from MSN News, no conservative outlet. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing fierce backlash from Make America Great Again, MAGA supporters, online after he indicated there's insufficient evidence to move forward with formal impeachment proceedings into President Joe Biden. So
that's extremely suspicious.
Yes, it is. So
especially when we all know for a fact even one deal that is documented is enough for impeachment, but they've got bazillions of them.
Oh yeah, the investigators are saying this. They're like, this is illegal, this is illegal, this is illegal. Here's the evidence. Here's all these tying to all of these foreign. So, yeah, not to mention just the illegal documents that he had at his place. You know, the classified documents
that
left
Biden
unsecure.
Had. Yeah, that's right.
And you know, documents showing up in Chinatown of all places.
Right.
But we'll see.
Boy, we better be tracking that to see where that goes, because that makes absolutely no sense. We know for a fact that he's guilty as all get out, and he's making a bleeding fortune off of just robbing this nation blind.
That's what all the evidence is showing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so we've got another, to switch gears here, back to the whole Israel topic. We've got a clip here from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says they may be near a deal to release hostages due to their military pressure. Listen to what he has to say.
Let's talk about the hostages. There are reports that there is a possible deal that would involve getting out women and children and the elderly. How close are you to reaching a deal to get more of the hostages out?
Well, Kirsten, I can say that we weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. In fact, we heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing. But the minute we started the ground operation, things began to change.
So is there a potential deal, Mr. Prime Minister? Is there a potential deal?
There could be, but I think the less I say about it, the more I'll increase the chances that it materializes. And it's a result of pressure, military pressure, the extraordinary work that the IDF is doing, putting pressure on the Hamas leadership. That's the one thing that might create a deal. And if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there. We'll announce it if it's achieved.
Yep, we're all hopeful indeed. And absolutely the right thing to do is keep the pressure on.
Absolutely.
Go after these guys, gun blazing like guns blazing like they are. Don't let off the pressure. You know, this first minister of Scotland, the Islamic guy, first Islamic guy in that position, and he's furious that when they suggested not doing the pro Hamas rally in Edinburgh, during Armistice Day. By the way, belated Happy Veterans Day from Saturday, but it's Armistice Day where they hand out poppies and it's a national remembrance day for those who died in World War I, World War II, and they said let's not approve any Palestinian demonstrations, and he flipped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he wants,
that's no surprise. That's what they do. They get into those positions to take over under Islam.
Exactly.
It's not a surprise.
That's right.
Yep.
So anyway, well, just remember to pray for Israel, pray for the Republic. We've got a lot more to get to tomorrow. So join us at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.